We continue today in the Rambam's Minyan HaKatzer, to be found after his introduction at the very beginning of Mishnah Torah, where he goes through all the different positive commands and negative commands in the Torah. We are picking up today from positive mitzvah Aseh 84. Mitzvah 84, L'hakriv kol karbonos b'beis ha-bechira, that all karbonos that we bring, all sacrifices, should be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'sham ta'aseh kol asher anochi mitzvecha. That's where all the offerings should be brought. Number 85, L'tofa ba'avos ha-karbonos michutz l'aretz l'beis ha-bechira, that we should bring karbonos from outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, rak doshecha asher yu lecha nederecha tisao v'asa. Mipi ha-shmua lamdu she'enu medaber el b'kadshei chutz l'aretz, that the karbonos that are outside of Eretz Yisrael should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Number 86. Liftos kudjim bali momim, but you mutar ma'achila, shenamar, rak b'chalavas nafshecha tizbach b'chalta basar. Mipi ha'shmua lamdu, she'enu medaber el b'sulei ha'makdashin she'yiftu. That when a carbon receives a blemish, we have to redeem it, and then we are able to eat it. Number 87. Lios ha'tmura kodesh. If somebody tries to transfer kedusha from one carbon to another animal, so not only does the original one stay holy, but the new one becomes holy as well. Shenamar, v'yahu usmura so ye kodesh. Number 88, lachol shiur minachos, that the remainder of a meal offering of a carbon mincha should be eaten by the kohanim. Shneamar vanoseres mimena yochlu aron uvanav. Number 89, lachol basar chatas ve'asham, that the kohanim should also eat the meat of a carbon chatas and an asham. Shneamar v'achlu osam asher kuvar bahem. Number 90, lisrof basar kodesh shnitma. Shneamar v'basar asher yiga b'chol tameh, that you should burn kodesh meat, hektish meat that became tameh. Number 91, lisrof hanoser, that kachim, meat that has been left over beyond its designated time, should be burned. Shenamar, v'hanoser mibasar ha'zvachim, b'yom ha'shlishi, b'esh yisarev. Number 92, l'gadol ha'nazer se'aro. Now we turn, if you haven't picked up on it, we're in the middle of discussing all about the different karbanos. As part of the karbanos and part of the tara process of a nazir, we're now going to mention some of the halachos of a nazir, and from there we'll segue into various other people that are tameh and their tahara process. So number 92 is legadol nazir seiro. So a nazir, somebody who's a Nazirite, has to allow his hair to grow long. Shneamar gadel para sear rosho. Number 93, legaleach nazir seiro al karbanosav b'mlos yemein nizro. This is what I was referring to. O besoch yemein nizro im nitma. That a nazir, upon bringing his karbanos and completing his naziros, has to shave his hair, or if he unfortunately became tameh during his term of being a nazir, he also has to shave his hair. Number 94, lekayim adam kol mash yotzi b'sfasav mikarbon tzaduk yotzi b'hem. A very important mitzvah. This one's relevant to us as well nowadays. That a person should fulfill all the words that he says. Anything that is uttered by his lips, he must fulfill, whether it's regarding a karbon, as is on a simple level, but also regarding stucco or any other vow one takes. Shneamar motzi v'secha tishmor v'asisa. Everything you say, you have to guard and actually fulfill. Number 95, l'don b'afar sandar m'chol adinim ha'mur parsha. Oh, this week's parsha. That we have to properly deal with all the laws related to taking and removing, therefore, vows. Number 96, lios kol nugev neveas tameh. That anybody who touches an animal carcass becomes tameh. Shneamar v'chiyam mos min ha'behema. 97. Leos shmona shratzim metaman. There's eight certain types of, let's call it, rodents, low-crawling creatures, that are metame when they are dead. Same thing with the nevelos, so we should be clear. This is only when they're dead, not while they're alive. Shneamar v'zeh lachem hatame. Number 98. Leos ochlin metaman. That certain foods are able to become tame when they touch tame things. Shneamar mikola ochel asher yocha. Number 99. Leos hanida tamea metame lachir. That a woman who's menstruating, so she's tame and able to make others tame as well. Number 100. Leos hayoletis tamea kanida. And that a woman who's given birth is tame like anida. Number 101. Leos hametzora tame metame. That somebody who has tsaras is both tame himself and able to make others tame. Number 102. Leos begin menuga tame umetame. That a article of clothing which has tsaras on his itself tummy and able to make others tummy. 103. Leos beis hamenuga mitame. Same thing for a house that has teras. Number 104. Leos hazav tummy. Mitame. I'm sorry. That for somebody who has an emission from the lower part of his body and he, this is from an illness, so then he is able to make others tummy. 105. Leos shechaz zera mitama. That, seminal emission is able to make things tame as well. Number 106, the Ozava Mitama, that a woman who has some sort of illness and flow, therefore, which is strange, so that she also is tame. Number 107, the Ozhamais Mitama, that a dead human corpse is able to make tame things as well. Number 108, Leos Mei Nida Mitaman La'adam Tahor, Mitarin Mituma Mais Bilvad. A special water that we use from Parah Aduma, it's mixed with the ashes of Parah Aduma, so it's able to be Mitahar. Now, the Rambam says, throws in a little extra line here, saying that most of these dinim, of all these different types of tuma, are actually explicated explicitly by the Torah. Fascinating that he decides it's important to throw that in there. Number 109. Leos hatara mikol tameos betevila b'mei mikvah. That the tara process, the purifying process for all other types of tuma, and even that one as well, has to be through tefila in a mikvah. Shnei amar barachat b'mayim es kovetz ro. Lamdu mi piyash shmua shirachitazu b'mayim shekol gufo ola behen b'bas achas. We understand this pasuk to mean that the way that you become tahar is by going into a mikvah, immersing yourself in the type of water that's defined as a mikvah, and your entire body at once. Number 110. Leos hatara min atzaras bein tzaras adam bein tzaras bein bias be'etz erez ve'ezov u'shnei tolas u'shnei tziporim u'mayim chayim. The process of tara by somebody who had tzaras, whether it was himself that he had tzaras or he became tamei from tzaras through a house, so it requires all these various items, be'etz erez, ve'ezov, shnei tolas, etc., in order to become tahar. Shnei amar zos tiyeh toras ha-metzora. Number 111. The osam mitzora megaleach kol saro. That one mitzora in his tara process has to shave all of his hair. Shneamar vayah biyom hashvi yegaleach has kol saro. Number 112. The osam mitzora yadu al chol b'dvarim ha'omurim bo begadav yufrumim v'roshu yefruav al safam yateh v'tamei tamei yikra. That mitzora has to be clearly designated as a mitzora, that everybody should recognize him as a mitzora. B'chlein kol shar tameim tzrichli odia esatvan. And then throws in that this is not just true by a mitzvah, even though that's maybe the more fundamental mitzvah, what the pasuk actually says, but it applies to all tameim. Have to make it clear that they are tameim. Number 113. La'asos para aduma lios afura muchan. We have to make a para aduma so that we have the ashes prepared in case we ever need to do a tara process to purify somebody who was tameim. Shnei amar by sala adas bnei Israel. Number 114. Lios marech adam nosein damim haktuva beparshim. Somebody goes ahead and takes a type of erech vow, which is based off of somebody's gender and age. So he takes it to vow on a person, so then it should be done by the numbers that the Torah tells us. Shneimar ish kiafli et neder. 115. That somebody does a vow about the value of a non-kosher animal, so he has to give that value. Shneimar v'hamid es behema. That the kohen will evaluate and you'll give that amount. Number 116. Leos marach beso nosin kerech kohen. If somebody dedicates to the basic measure the value of his house, so then he gives the value that the Kohen tells him he must give. Shneamar v'ish ki yakdish. Number 117. Leos makdish sedehu nosein be'erech hakatzav v'parsha. Shneamar v'haya erech kefi zaro. That if somebody sanctifies his field, so it should be given according to the amount that the Torah says should be sanctified for that field. 118. L'shalim ha'shogig b'me'ilam ma'shemal ha'shem l'hosef chomash. Shneamar v'ez asher chata min ha'kodesh yishalim. That if somebody, unfortunately, transgresses by using the property of hektish wrongly, he does me'ilah, so he has to add an additional fifth, which for us is a fourth in our terminology, an extra 25% to the payment that he's paying besides for the principal. Number 119. Leos netzer avai kodesh, that the fourth year fruits should be sanctified. Shneimar yeh kol perio kodesh hilulim. Number 120. Laniach peyet, leave a corner of our field to the poor people. 121. Laniach leket, to allow the things that were left over in the field to be taken by the poor people. 122. Laniach omer hashicha, that if a particular sheaf was forgotten, they didn't actually take it off, so then that's also left to the poor people. 123. Laniach olos beker. That's the same thing as leket, but now we're talking about by a vineyard in specific. There's a special mitzvah for a vineyard, so you have to leave those over for the poor people as well. 124. Laniach pera hakerem lefisha b'chol elu nemar lani lager tozo b'sam v'zuhi mitzvah sasei shalahem. Right, the pasuk says by pera hakerem, that's the bad grapes are left over for the aniyim as well. We don't collect the bad ones, we allow them for the levim, for the aniyim to keep. For the poor people. 125. Lavi bikurim lebeis abchir, to bring the bikurim, the first fruits, to the base of Megdash, and emar reishas bikuri ad masach. 126. Lafresh truma gdola lekoin, to separate truma gdola, which is 1/50th, practically, of your property, to give it to a kohen. Shneimar reishas dagan chatitin lo. 127. Lahafresh meiser dagan lelevium, to separate meiser from that, 1/10th of your total. Right, so if you had 100, so now down to 98, so now you take off 9.8. Shneimar ko meiser haaretz. Number 128. So lahafresh meiser sheni la'achel lebaila b'yerushalayim. We take off meiser sheni, which is kept by the baila, but he brings it to Yerushalayim and eats it there. Shneimar aser taser mipi hashemua lamdu shezeh hu meiser sheni. You separate that tithe, and he brings to Yerushalayim and you can eat it there. 129. Leos halavim afresha meiser mina meiser shelachu miyisrael v'noshen mosel lekohanim. Levim have to take meiser from that, which they had, what we call trumas meiser, and they give it to the kohanim. Shneimar el levim to the bear. 130. Lahafresh meiser ani tachas meiser sheni b'shlishes u'shvias shvushuva. Shneimar mixei shalosh shanim tosias ko meiser tvuascha. Meiser sheni is brought. Sorry, meiser sheni is brought in year 1, 2, and 4, 5. But Meiser Ani instead replaces that. Instead of bringing it up to Yerushalayim, you give it to the poor people in the year 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle. Number 131, Lizvados Vidoy Meiser, that one confesses that they've properly removed all their Meiser. Number 132, Likros al Bikurim, to say the Parsha by Bikurim, which is Arami Ovri. Shneimar Vanisa Vamarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha, that you say this special passage. 133, Lahavish Chalal Kohen, that when we make dough, we separate some of it to the Kohen. Shneimar Rishas Arisos Lechem, Chalal Tirimu Tarimu. Truma. 134, Lahashman Karka, to make sure that we leave our land open for anybody to take whatever produce might grow on it during the year of Shemitah. Number 135, during that year of Shemitah, we're not supposed to work the land at all. Don't do any avodah. 36, and now the 50th year, the Yovel year, we also allow to be sanctified just as Shemitah is by not working it. 137, let's go up a shofar b'shanas Yovel. We blow a shofar special in the year of Yovel, in the 50th year. 138, to have the lands go back and to do geula in the 50th year. 139. Right, that a person by certain types of selling of land, ones that are from walled cities, has different dinim of geula, and therefore the geula should apply in accordance with those halachos. 140. Limnos shnei yovel shanim ushmitim. Right, Shnatmar, Usparta Lacha, Sheva, that we should go ahead and count the years properly, that we should count the Yovel years and we should count the Shemitah years. Number 141, Lahashmi Ksafim Beshvias, and in the Shemitah year that we remove debts, Shnatmar, Shmot Kol Bal Mashet Yodo. Number 42, Lingosh Nachri, that one should still be exact about taking the debt from a non Jew, Shnatmar, Esan Nachri Tigosh, Vasher Yelacha. 143, Litainman of Behemel, Koena Zerua, Chayim Vakeva, that in a carbon, we have to give these portions to the Kohen, Shnei Marv, Nasan the Kohen, Zeroa, etc. 144, Litain, Rishis, Agez, the Kohen. We're going through all the different Matos Kuhuna now. So you give the first of the shearings of your animals to the Kohen. Shnei Marv, Rishis, Gez, Don, Chat, Titain, Lo. 145, Lidon, Bidin, Haram, Mehem, Lashem, Mehem, the Kohen. Now, when somebody takes a certain type of vow called a Cherem, so then some of them go to Hashem, some of them go to the Kohen, Shnei Marv, Ach, Kol, Cherem, Asher, Yachrim. You should go and do them properly. 146, Lishkot, Behema, Chayb, Ov, Acharkach, Yocha, Basar. That when we want to eat animals, we have to make sure to shecht them first properly. 147. If you shecht these type of animals, undomesticated and bird animals, you have to cover its blood once you do so. 148. If you want to take away a mother bird's eggs from her nest, so you have to send her away first. 149. To make sure that when we're eating kosher animals, that we know the difference between which ones are kosher and which ones are not. 150. Same thing by a bird to know the difference. Which ones are kosher, which ones are not. 151. To know the difference between grasshoppers, which ones are kosher, which ones are not. 152. Same thing by fish. To know the difference between which ones are kosher and not. 153. That when we do our calculations for the months and years, we should do so in basin only. 154, to rest on Shabbos. 155, to say Kiddush, to sanctify the Shabbos when he comes in and out. 156, to destroy Chametz. 157, if you haven't noticed also, now we transition to the holidays. So, and starting with Shabbos, now to the holidays. So that we are on the 15th night of Nisan, we're supposed to tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shnei Marv, we got to Levincha. 158, Lechol Matzah B'Leil Zeh, to eat matzah on that night. Shnei Marv, Erev Tochlu Matzos. 159, Lishbos B'Rishon Shabbat Pesach, to not do malacha on the first day of Pesach. Shnei Marv, B'Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. 160, Lishbos B'Shvi, but to rest on the seventh day of Pesach, not to work then. Shnei Marv, B'Yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh. 161, Lispor Mikziyas HaOmer Tish Av Arbim Yom, to count the 49 days of Omer. Shnei Marv, Spartam Lachem B'Malcharas HaShabbos. 162, Lishbos B'Yom HaMishna, and then to rest on Shavuos, not to do malacha on Shavuos. Shnei Marv, B'Krasam B'Etz Ma Yom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh. 163, Lishbos B'Rishon Shachodesh HaShvi, to rest on Yom Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. Shnei Marv, Be'achal HaChodesh, Yelachem Shabbosot. 164, Lesanos B'Asir Yibot, to fast on Yom Kippur. Shnei Marv, Be'asor HaChodesh Ta'anu, Es Nafshu Seichem. 165, Lishbos B'Yom Atzon, to not do Malacha on Yom Kippur. Shnei Marv, Shabbos Shabbosot. And the last one for today, 166, Lishbos B'Rishon Shachag HaSukos, to rest on the first day of Sukkos. Shnei Marv, B'Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. Wow. Okay, sorry again. These days are anomalous. We are not going to be doing this every single day. Instead, this is just how these first few days are going to go while the Rambam's running through his mitzvos. Merit Hashem, next week on Wednesday, we'll begin a normal parak by parak. But again, I think it's really important to gain exposure to what our 613 mitzvos are. Some of these we might have never even expected are mitzvos, and they indeed are. And again, during the 3 weeks, it should give us reason to contemplate how much we miss the Beis HaMikdash. How many mitzvos are we not able to do because we don't have proper functioning Jewish institutions? We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Beis Din. And Merit Hashem, we should see them speedily in our days.